Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Carrie E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to first say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 37 countries around the world who tune in. I appreciate you so much. And that tune was by Babyface, White Christmas. And I want to say real quick, I want everybody to pray for my ex-co-host, Mark Anthony Real. He's having some medical issues and is really bad. So pray for him that he gets better, you know. And it's rough when you're sick and going through some changes and you're by yourself. So that's mine and Chris's friend. So say a prayer for him. I want to say hi to my co-host Chris before I bring him on. Yes. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, baby. Just had surgery on my courtesy finger, and it's still throbbing, but at least the damage has been corrected. Now I'm waiting for the healing process to be complete. And with that being said, I want to introduce this lovely woman. She's family to the Unmasked show, and she was on here with part one. And now we're doing part two, Grandma and Her Sex Toys. I got to love this woman because she's just like me. How you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Girl, I'm fine because you're here. You know, you just make me happy, you make me laugh. And you're so down to earth, you're so real with it, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to be in today's age. What else is going to put a smile on your face?
I know.
Tell
that,
a joke
like,
and have sex.
You know, a laughter is good. You know, and some people, you know, they want to tune in because of the title of the show, Grandma and Her Sex Toys. But, you know, they're afraid to raise their hand. You know, and if y'all want to talk to the guests, all you got to do is hit the one key and I'll open up your mic. But if not, you just listen in. But, you know, Teresa, I appreciate you for being honest, you know, because we got to educate some people. And some people, we just got to shock them to understand, look, this is the real deal. It is what it is. So my first question to you is, I know you sell those sex toys. Have you tried them all out?
90% of them. I have to. You have to try out your merchandise. I don't want to lie and tell them it's good when I don't know if it's good or not. But I'm 70 years old, so you know I've tried it all.
Uh-huh.
We've tried everything. And my husband, you know, we've been together for 50 years. And I think credit that to we're open to doing anything, you know, with each other only. But we like our toys.
Only with y'all two is open.
No, just open with me and him and the toys.
That works, you know, because a lot of people fall apart in relationships because they don't know how to openly say whatever their fetish might be or they want to try out because they're afraid of judgment. And by you being open, trust and believe, I bet those 50 years got to do with the fact that my wife, man, she's down to earth, man. We go there together. So take nobody, you know, out that, you know, and more power to you. I applaud you, Teresa, because, baby girl, you got to do that. You got to do that.
But, yes, you do. You have to. You have to keep him happy, and he's got to keep you happy.
Right now, and I'm sure you educated him a lot because he was quite surprised at some of the things you knew and what you had. After the shock wore off, he said, yes.
He said, yep, that's my wife. That's my wife.
Get off of her. Well, I'm going to let my co-host ask you a question before I ask you some more because I just love talking to you, darling.
Okay, well, my first question is there any toys that you sell? Are there any toys out there that you don't sell that you wish you did sell?
Actually, if there is, what we do is we ride into the company and tell them if somebody comes to a party and they suggest that they want to buy something that I don't have, and there's a lot of times we can't carry everything, that we write to our company and tell them, and they will make sure we have that toy at our next party. There is a lot of toys that we didn't have that was oral sex. And we finally came out with the tongue and it was called a red velvet tongue. And that sucker sold off the shelves. But whenever there's something there that we... Huh?
Was that for women or for men?
Both. You know, the men can use it, and the women can use it too. I mean, it's really, almost everything we have is meant for a couple to use together, or if not, the women can use it by themselves, or the men can use it by themselves. They got to find that G-spot. And we have toys that we have one special toy that hits all three spots at the same time.
And how much does that toy cost? What kind of toy is it?
That toy costs $49.95.
That's not bad.
And it goes inside of you. It hits your G-spot. It's on the outside of you for your clitoris stimulation. And it goes around to the rear. And I'm telling you what, if you can't climax with that toy, then you can't climax.
Yeah, then you got a medical problem. You know, well, Teresa, we had recently a guest on our show, and she said she was a certified sexual health promoter. You know, and I asked her, how do you become that? And she said that she gives classes. She had to do that. But, you know, I feel like what you do, you know, you're probably certified as well, you know, because you do the same thing she does. She has her inventory, you know, she tells people about the different things. But I'm going to ask you the same question I had asked her. And I asked her, one guest that came on the show that was a fellatio queen, and she said that it's only good to give your mate anal sex on his birthday or anniversary because it causes hemorrhoids. And she said, you're the butt plug. Well, how do you feel about that?
We have vibrating butt plugs, but, I've never heard that anal sex gives you hemorrhoids. I think if you guys are both into that and you use a safe lubrication, you're going to be fine with it. And like I said, both people's got to agree to that. But we have the butt plugs and we have the vibrating butt plugs. And our main use for that is while you're having regular sex and you're starting to climax, you put that butt plug there too, and it gives you a heck of a climax. So you're going in both places at the same time.
Okay. Because I do know for a fact that you got to be very careful when you're having sex and somebody might slip into the wrong hole after they've been back there and you're trying to get no infections. So do you think it's safe that if a person is only going to have vaginal sex, that they should put a butt plug in there so the guy don't slip in the wrong hole because the space between them are so close together?
Yes, that's an excellent idea. It really is. And, the butt plugs are made for the women and the men both. And most of our toys are made for the women and the men. And what I try to explain to them is a lot of men feel inferior if they see a vibrator that's 10 inches long and they're just 6 inches long. But they don't understand is if you stimulate that girl and you have a 10-inch vibrator and you stimulate her, she's going to give you the best oral sex you've ever had.
Hello?
So while you're taking care of her, she's going to be taking care of you.
Ain't that the truth, Chris? Tell the truth. I'm going to let Chris ask another question because I got so many questions for you. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. My next question is, out of all of your toys, which one is your favorite that you sell?
I kind of like the velvet tongue. It goes very little in penetration, but it's on the outside mostly. And you know, a lot of people don't know that, but that's where you get your strongest climax is on your clitoris. Now, your G-spot is important, but when you get that stimulation going on your clitoris, you really have a good climax. So I would say the red velvet tongue is one of my favorite vibrators.
Okay, I like that. Now, let me ask you a question. I used to work a long time ago in a sex adult shop. I was security there, and they had all kinds of props and stuff. But they had this one thing, this pump, to put on the guy's penis so that their penis would get enlarged. So, to me, that just basically means when you keep using it long enough, it's going to grow. And that's the same, I feel like, if you keep jerking it off or sucking on it, it's going to grow that way too, or am I wrong?
No, you're right. That's exactly right. We've sold the pumps before, but we've never sold that many of them because right. I think that what you do to him should be able to make it hard and stay longer. We also have a what they call a penis vibrator that goes around his penis, and it's really, really hard. It grasps it really strong, and it vibrates his balls at the same time, and it keeps him from coming as quick, keeps him harder longer, and then it turns him into the vibrator. So then
really?
You don't need the vibrator no more. You just he puts it around him, and it tightens. As he gets harder, it gets tighter, and it keeps him from coming as quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people are, yeah, different sizes. So some people, you know, they might have a little issue about being smaller than normal. Are there any toys that you can use on a guy who is not average in length to help them out without making them feel bad?
Right. Yes, there is. We have one, like I said, that's kind of like the one I was talking about, that it actually squeezes down to the base of his right between his balls and his dick. It'll squeeze there real tight, and it actually makes him larger than what he is.
Okay.
And you know, and that helps a lot, too. And, again, it keeps him from coming as quick, and the longer he, you know, he stays harder. And if he does that often enough, it's going to get a little bigger each time.
Yeah, because I've heard about the cock ring, but then he said at the time, cock ring, you know, can cause damage where you can't get it up or get hard. I don't know if that's true or not. I never heard that either,
that we sell
yeah.
a lot of the cock rings. The vibrating mm-hmm. cock rings are the best. They're the ones
okay.
that actually turn a man into the vibrator.
So is there a certain size that you would get for a person? Just say, for instance, the diameter around is probably about the size of a quarter.
Right. Well,
what they do is they
have different size cock rings. We sell one that's got four different size cock rings on it. But most of the time, if you put him in warm water, if he's got
uh-huh.
a great big dick and you put it in warm water, you can
uh-huh.
extend it. You can extend
okay.
it and make it, you know, but the smaller guys, we got the small ones. So we do have different size cock rings.
Yeah. Because, you know, I got the magic tongue, my damn self. You know, so that is what I can do for them with my own mouth and stuff. But, you know, I just want to know if there's something else that I can enhance with this person that I know. Because I don't want nobody to feel like, you know, size matter. Because they say that. But, you know, I think it's the foreplay. I think it's the attention. I think it's the mood. I think it's the fact that you want to gratify the other person. That will make a person come. It ain't so much if you pounding a baseball bat inside of them, because when a guy got too much, you know, I don't want to fool if a guy got too much, because I had that one time and my stomach started to hurt. I said, no, dude, I can't get with you. And it all wasn't in. So, you know, just give me what's normal. I'm good with that, you know.
Yes, I don't think so. I really don't think size is that important either. I think
yeah.
the stimulation you get with foreplay, like you said, on the
mm-hmm.
outside, and the foreplay and the building up to the climax
yeah.
part. And then once he goes inside, it doesn't matter how big he is or how big you are. And
that's
it's
right.
and, you know, a lot of it's emotion, too. A lot of
mm-hmm.
it, if you have a strong feeling for that person, if you're just
mm-hmm.
going out and have sex, you might have a problem coming, but if you have a strong emotional tie to that person that you're having sex
right.
with, that makes you climax stronger than anything.
Exactly. And I just know somebody that I believe, it's all in my mind, I don't know, they might be having some issues because of the size, you know, but, you know, I don't need it much to get some turned on and make it grow. You can call me Miracle Grow. Shit, I can make some shit grow. You know? Just give me the opportunity. Okay, I bet that Chris asked a question, because I'm like tuning him out. You know, I'm all about me and you, but go ahead, Chris.
Okay. My next question is, what would you say is your favorite part of selling these toys? Like, what do you look forward to each time that you're giving a demonstration or having a party?
Well, actually, I think you have to have a good personality in order to sell, and you have to be open to what you're saying. My favorite part is talking to the girls. I can do girl parties and boy parties, but I'd much rather have them separated. If I'm going to do an all-man party or an all-women party, but I like to get out there and talk because there's some girls that actually come to a party to learn. There's some women that come to a toy party that's never had a climax. I've done bridal showers with young girls, and they didn't even know what a climax was. They didn't even know what a double climax was. They didn't know where their clitoris was. And they're 19 and 20-year-old girls, and, you know, nobody's ever sit down and explained anything to them like that. So a lot of time, my parties are educational. Now, when I do them with the older girls, they mostly know everything. But sometimes I get a group of young girls that really don't know anything, and they want to sit down and talk and ask important questions, and those are the kind of parties I really like to do.
That's good. You know, Teresa, you mentioned that. Have you ever decided that on the side, like on your website, you could charge for counseling? Because yes, you got the product, but like you said, some of these people need to know the specifics. Do you ever charge for like a half hour session or hour session? Have you broadened out to that degree?
No, but I've had people call me up and talk to me. I would never charge because I enjoy talking about it, and I enjoy teaching people. So if they would ever call, it's a lot of times after a party, and I give somebody my card, they'll call me up, and they'll say, you know, we got this toy that does this and does that, and we don't know what to do or we don't know how to use it. And, you know, I've never done this with my husband before. How do I approach him? I'll sit and talk to those girls, and I would never charge anybody for that because I'm teaching them, and they need to know this stuff. And a lot of times they don't have a mom, and they don't have a mom to teach them. They don't, people don't want to talk about it, and you should talk about it. It's a very open subject.
That's right. If you teach them, they won't make their mistakes. But you said that you do men parties. Do you have to take your husband with you to be safe because you're only woman around a bunch of men?
No, I've never had problems ever at any of my parties, and I've been doing this. I opened up my company in 1989, and I've never had anybody disrespect me. I've never had any man approach me. They know from the beginning. Now, I've walked out of a party before that I've done where a guy's kind of insulted me, saying, let me see if you can stick that one up your butt, or they, and I don't like to be talked to that way.
Yes,
so I've closed up a party before and walked out when somebody insulted me. But I've never taken my husband. My husband came to a party, a show that I did one time in the bar, and he was only there about 10 minutes, and he walked out because he was so embarrassed. But I told him, I said, I talk that way because I'm trying to explain to these people what to do with this stuff. They don't know.
Right.
That's why it's better to have a party at your house. Now, I'm older now, but I used to do these 3 and 4 times a week. It's better to go to a party and learn how to use the lotions and the gels and the things like that. When you go to Lion's Den, you don't know what to do with the tube of stuff that, you know, you're reading it, you're looking at it, but when you come to a party, they explain to you. They even let you use it. We had demo tubes that we let the girls put up inside of them just to try it out to see if they like that feeling. And you can't do that when you go to a store.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you this question real quick before I let Chris ask you a question. You know, one of our guests sold me an Oni egg. You know that egg you put in your vagina and it's supposed to make it tight? Favorite.
Yes.
You know, when I did that, I couldn't get that thing out. I was like on the tall child's push, scared me to death. I said, oh, my God, this damn thing stuck up inside of me. And then it came out, I sterilized it, threw that shit in a drawer, junk drawer. I said, never again, because Stelma, that's good for you. I don't want nothing to get up in there and no one come down. I said, oh, man. Is that part of your part?
Was it Benoit balls? Is that what it was Benoit balls?
No, not Benoit balls. You were like a shaped like an egg. Bigger than a Benoit ball. And what did she call it, Chris? A noni egg or something? She said it helps make your vagina tight and you clench your drawer up and stuff. I grew up and I couldn't let them come back down. I said, oh, I got skinny as hell.
Well, you know, we sold something like that, but we had a handle on it. And so when you put it, you slid it up inside of you with a little bit of, and then you tighten yourself around it. But we have a handle on ours where you can pull it back out. You wouldn't just stick it up in there. You had a handle on it where you'd put it up there, and then you would exercise with it, and then you would pull it out. We sell those all the time.
Okay, well, this one didn't have no string, no attachment. It went up there and it tried to find a space to stay there. Yeah, I got nervous. I said, oh, my God. Cause, you know, I ain't trying to go to the emergency room and say, hey, I got a known ass that's going to the vagina, you know.
Well, you know.
I get upset because you let me get a chance to talk to this first.
You know, when you put something up inside of you like that, and when you push down to try to get it out, you're actually squeezing it up inside of you.
Remember,
you're squeezing it back up inside of you.
I was starting to panic. I was sweating.
How did you eventually get it out?
I kept praying and kept trying and kept putting myself in the air, you know, and Vaseline. I was trying to get something to slide, slip and slide. I said, oh, God. But it took a while. It took a while. And I was so nervous. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that was, you know, they say, I talked to a doctor one time. We had parties, and it was a doctor and their wives. And I had a doctor tell me that you would be surprised that the people that come in the emergency room with, they said, I never sold glass vibrators because I always thought they were dangerous. If I don't like something that even the company sells, I won't sell it if I think it's dangerous. Well, glass vibrators, he said they broke up inside of men and women before and caused a lot of damage. So I would never suggest buying a glass vibrator.
I wouldn't either because it'll cut blood vessels or whatever. Why would you want a glass vibrator? You know, you can try that clear plastic and you get a little beads inside of it and it moves, but that's not glass.
No, and there is glass ones out there that a lot of companies sell, and I refuse to sell them through our company. You know, they have stuff that I don't even think that works properly. I don't have the heart to sell it to people. They're spending their good money. Everything I sell works. And if something doesn't, then I won't sell it. Even if it's in the book, I'll say, I suggest not to order that. It doesn't work. But, you know, because you've built a reputation with these people, and they'll keep coming back to you. I've had customers for 20 and 30 years. And if you're honest with them and they're spending their money with you, you tell them. They'll come back every time.
Well, Teresa, I know I ran out of time for Chris, but I got a little bit of time left, and I need you to tell people how to get a hold of you because I don't want that information not to be able to be aired. How can they reach you?
Actually, we're getting ready to open up another line here. It's called Secret Treasures. And in about, I think Valentine's Day is when we're going to start selling through the internet. And it's called Secret Treasures by Terry. So they can go on the internet and find out, because we don't pass out personal phone numbers. But they can do that. We'll have a 1-800 number, and that'll start in February.
So Valentine's Day, Secret Treasures by Terry?
Yes, Secret Treasures by Terry.
Okay, well, put your face out there. I'm not thinking it's me. I know they called you Terry, too.
Yeah, they call me Terry, too. Terry, that's what I go by at my parties. So we could do, if we ever did anything together, it could be Terry and Terry.
That's right. Well, TNT would be dynamite, baby.
I appreciate you having me on the show tonight.
Well, no, baby, you're family. Anytime you're on the show, you're family. And Teresa, Terry, if you ever want to come back, if you ever want to talk about a new item that's been released and you tried it and you give it how many thumbs up, whatever, you can come back as much as you want because you are family. And on that note, have a happy, merry Christmas, Teresa. Next week, me and Chris is going to be off. Do our last-minute Christmas shopping. Is that right, Chris?
You going Christmas shopping, Chris?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're going to be off next week, right?
Yep, off next week, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
well, you guys have a Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on.
Anytime we'll come back, call us, sister. You got my number.
Thank you, Terry. And you guys have
you're
a nice
welcome,
evening.
Darling. Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
And y'all be safe out there tonight. Girl, Terry, I love you. Man, she is so much fun.